It's been busy on campus this week at the University of Arizona as a record-breaking freshman class arrives and returning students resume their busy class schedules. Next, Kimberly Kraft looks at a few reasons why this year may be a little bit different.
A poor economy and uncertainty about the future haven't stopped students from coming to the University of Arizona in record numbers. The class of 2013 is the largest and most diverse in the school's history, and the most accomplished, posting the highest scores ever achieved by a freshman class.
So it's going to be invigorating, it's going to be diverse, it's going to be exciting. And of course, every time school starts, I get excited anyway, because these young kids come on campus and they're ready to change the world.
Provost Meredith Hay says the transformation the university began in 2008 will pay big dividends. Probably the biggest product of that exercise is the formation of the College of Letters, Arts, and Sciences, a combination of the colleges of science, social and behavioral sciences, the humanities, and fine arts.
That's going to put together in one organization some extraordinary opportunities for students to do cross-disciplinary studies in ways they never have done before, for researchers to come together in ways that haven't been done before, and efficiencies across the dean's offices.
Departmental mergers will result in cost savings, but can't erase the nagging specter of the university budget. Hay points out that federal stimulus dollars are a temporary fix, and when that revenue dries up, the university will drop to the funding level equivalent to the 2006 fiscal year.
The stimulus funds bring us back up to where we need to be, but there's a gap, and when those funds run out in 2012, there's going to be a huge gap, which is going to have to be covered most likely by tuition. And so what we have to work with is with the families and the students to say, how do we bridge that gap between now and 2012 so it's not quite as painful as it is to see it all at once?
Chris Nagata looks forward to those discussions. As the newly elected president of the Associated Students of the University of Arizona, he brings years of experience as a member of the Three University Arizona Students Association. The ASA advocates for students with the Board of Regents and the legislature, which will continue in earnest this school year.
So the students, the Board of Regents, and also the university administration will be looking closely to try to work on solving this problem that seems like nobody has the answer yet. So we're really excited to be engaged in those discussions and engaged in those meetings with those partners, and hopefully that we can have some meaningful, productive end results.
In the meantime, the ASUA has spent time getting its house in order. Nagata says the group has vowed to make all of their activities transparent and increase outreach to students.
We'd really like, as elected officials and other members of ASUA, to go and eat lunch with students, go and meet them in their clubs and organizational meetings, go and meet them on the mall and socialize and really get an honest perspective as far as how the students are living out their day-to-day experiences and what they'd like to see more of from ASUA and how ASUA can help bring that and accomplish their goals.
Hay expresses equal enthusiasm when she talks of her expectations for students. At this student-centered research institution, she expects them to become engaged in learning.
To work side by side with Roger Angel and Nobel laureates and people who are actually changing, whether it's solar energy or water or law or business, undergraduate students, freshmen, have the opportunity to work side by side in laboratories with world-renowned professors, and we encourage them to take that opportunity seriously.
Nagata pursues a rigorous study of physiology with an eye on medical school, but that doesn't mean the college experience can't include a heavy dose of fun.
We all are just looking for an enriching experience at the university, but also a holistic experience at the university where it's just not all about books and papers and exams, but also about having a good time, really feeling connected to the university, really being proud of calling yourself a Wildcat, and really being proud of your accomplishments. And we hope to be able to be that vehicle for the students.
So get on board, Wildcats. The train is leaving the station.
Go, Wildcats! It is so exciting. It really is. It's just amazing what these kids do.